Kashki Sava, we learned yesterday. The Tuch is a Pasuk, a Shivka Shem Mitzrayim, Baniyas Vedech, a Shemati Nchok, my Seis of Eidu Reisa. The beginning of the Pasuk is Rahman Atzlan and Einish, the Yidin Bechash Shalom Zindigin, is an Einish that we brought back to Mitzrayim. But at the end of the Pasuk says, my Seis of Eidu Reisa, that's a halacha. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a lav in the Torah. One of the three places in the Torah says, also to go back to Mitzrayim. The chinuch brings down, there's actually three psukim in the Torah. There's one pasuk in Pasha B'Shalach, there's one pasuk in Pasha Shoiftim, and there's one pasuk in, over here, in Pasha Kisavai. So three times the Torah gives a lav not to go back to Mitzrayim. The chinuch, when he counts the minyan tayag mitzvahs, this lav is one of the tayag mitzvahs, not to go back to Mitzrayim, he counts the pasuk in Shoiftim, the middle pasuk. Not the first one and not the last one. This is shver, why he doesn't count the first one. He says his chur is three lavin if you go back to Mitzrayim, and the one that he counts for the minyan hamitzvahs is the middle pasuk. The gedda of this lav, the Rambam explains, this is the Rambam himself in his personal life. About kaponim, the Rambam paskins and sapidu shami, the makas in shami, the Rambam brings down mutta lachs on Eretz Mitzrayim leschur nafakmatia belichpoish atzis acheres. It's mutter to go back to Mitzrayim for business. The person wants to go back temporarily. He's doing some business there. He's going to travel to Egypt to go back to Mitzrayim and to do business. And the Rambam also says, "V'lich b'ish atzis acheres." If Paisel is having a mochama with a country on the other side of Mitzrayim, and to get to that country to do that mochama, they have to walk through Mitzrayim. Maybe even set up a base. Maybe set up a military base in Mitzrayim to wage a war on the next country. They're going to do that. They're coming in temporarily. The ain osa l'shtakehei Hashem. The Rambam says the whole issa to go to Mitzrayim is only to move there permanently. A person goes to Mitzrayim temporarily, that's mutter. The whole issa is to go there permanently. And then the Rambam's moisif on this vein loikin al abde. Therefore, there's no makas. Shebe'eis haknisa mutter loik. Because the etza when a person walks into Mitzrayim is mutter. That's mutter. The im yichashiv l'shtakehei Hashem ein by maisa. The issa will be when he has a machshava to remain in Mitzrayim, and that's already a lav shem b'maisa. We know the klal is the Gemara Makas of Tazayin. It's in many places that we paskin ain loikin on lav shem b'maisa there, which is without an action. It's only a machshava. There's no malchus on. See here also the aveir is without an action. It's only the machshava. I don't understand this completely because the chayyur. If Taka somebody would go to Mitzrayim or Das to visit or to do business so temporarily, and then while he's there he changes his mind and he says I'm going to stay here, that's a lav shem b'maisa, that's just machshava. But a person goes in at Daita to stay in Mitzrayim, why isn't that a lav shem b'maisa? The lav is definitely two parts. The lav is definitely walking in and the machshava to stay there permanently. In that case where he's doing both, why isn't that a lav shem b'maisa? I'm mashma that in all cases it's a lav shem b'maisa. This is Shukul Tzarechian. Also, the whole chiddush of the Rambam that he says that it's mutter to go there temporarily just for schayra or for business or for military reasons is a chayra. This is from Pshutei Shemikra. The Torah says, "Leisayisif oyde roisa." You should not see Mitzrayim. Pshutei Shemikra. The Torah says, "You shouldn't even see it." See it doesn't sound like permanently. Even to see it, even to go there for a minute, it sounds like it's asa. But Ma'ase says that's a Yishami. The Rambam has a mock in Yishami, so. That's and the chayr is also maybe the sefri that we say in the Haggadah, in the Gadosh Pesach where we say the Yogesham Malami. The Torah says that Yaakovin went down. The Yogesham is Malami. Shlo Yored Yaakovin Ushtakeya El Logesham teaches us that Yaakovin did not go down to Mitzrayim to live there permanently. Ushtakeya only to be there temporarily. The chayr the sefri is saying the Salach also that the is only to go there permanently. The Abbas from Makam Kotor Kula maybe the is of going living permanently in Mitzrayim applied even before.
Yeah.
Oh, that he didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael for the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. And you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael temporarily?
Yeah.
Okay, that was part of also. Maybe that was part of also. Okay. Like, but then the Rambam says another chiddush. Rambam says v'yirali, and this is we know the lashon Rambam when he says v'yirali. It's a chiddush Rambam al mokka, even though the mepharshim they use telling that there is a mokka. This halacha is in Yishami also. But Rambam calls it v'yirali like his own chiddush. Shim kava sheretz Mitzrayim melch Yisrael al pi bezdin shimuteres. If a melch Yisrael will be kovish, we capture the same way Eretz Yisrael expands. There's a lot of the Gemara at the beginning of Shavuos, other places that Eretz Yisrael when it expands, when they need more space, they capture the countries around it, it becomes Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Chayim Trumas HaMaisis and everything, and Mitzrayim is also can be captured. Mitzrayim is also right next to Eretz Yisrael, you know, right behind Gaza is the Sinai Desert, and then comes Mitzrayim. If Eretz Yisrael would expand that direction, then there would be no more Issa to go to Mitzrayim. But Adam does say, if the Ummah Acheres captures it, if a different country captures Mitzrayim, then the Issa remains. That's wrong. So you have to understand this halacha. What? Yeah, he says, the Hebi Yad Akum, but,
which
halacha has? Yeah, that's the way they're going. If you look in the Rambam, you see the words Lehi B'yad Akam?
In
Ches? In Ches, yeah.
But you,
which in Kovash Melchitz, Rosh Mitzrayim, will be there. Although you see Rehom Loshav and Lehi B'yad Akam. Lehi B'yad Akam, they all explain that Umma Acheres captures it. What is Loshav? Umma Acheres captures it.
It does say Umma Acheres.
That's what it means. Lehi B'yad Akam meaning different Goyim. Dafka Melch Yisrael has to be Melch Yisrael captures it, but that it's the Diyag is Dafka Melch Yisrael, and then the next words of the Rambam where he says Hi B'yarakum, then it's also, that's what he's saying, that even if a different Umma captures it, that's what Mechassanach learns and Aviyazim that way also. They all in that way. So basically you have to understand what's the Chilak. Why is it Dafka when Melch Yisrael captures it becomes Mutz? Mash B'dafka Melch Yisrael, but that's the short Diyag. If a different country captures it, then it's also. So the Mechas Tanach is explaining like this. He says, "Vayis Leis from the Rambam Mechidish." No, there's a different Mechagas when you get to it. He says the Mechas Tanach wants to say Vayis Leis from the Rambam that the Issa is on Eretz Mitzrayim, on the Mokum. The Lav of the Torah is asking this place, the Chetz of the Mokum is this. It's not because of the Anshei Mitzrayim, not because of the people there. It has to do with the Mokum. As a man, if you learn to din in the Mokum, you know, then you can understand the chilk between Melch Yisrael capturing it and someone else capturing it. Because if Melch Yisrael captures it, it becomes Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It becomes Chayim Trumas HaMaisis. It has no more Shem Eretz Mitzrayim. It has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. And that's why there's no more Eretz Mitzrayim. That's why it's Mutam Hashem. And if another Umma captures it, it's like the Eretz Mitzrayim. It's on the British rule or whichever country captured it. But it remains Eretz Mitzrayim. That remains the Issa. That's what Mechas Tanach Rambam. That Yezi is a kasha on this mechasenach is if that's like a pshat that the whole issa is the shem hamokum that the mokum of Mitzrayim is also and it goes away when Melch Yisrael captures it becomes Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and it doesn't go away when a different umma captures it. In fact, that Yezi of Shach, it's in the Geyonei of Yezi of mechasenach. It's also in Yezi on Rambam over there in Hilchos Melachim. Yes, that even when another umma captures it, it should lose the shem Eretz Mitzrayim because we find such a halacha the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamaches. Says Amin Amoyev Tiru B'Sichim. There's a lot in the Torah to do Mochama to capture Amin Amoyev. Those countries were off limits. That place was not allowed to capture. Torah says the reason because it's the Yerushim of Bnei Light. It was Yerushim of Bnei Light. Bnei Light were Amin Amoyev, and Light also got Yerusha from Mishpacha Savam. He also got Yerusha that the Eibushter gave him. That belongs to Bnei Light, and the Yidden should not take it. If you gave it, it's a special lot in the Torah. But Lamaisa, we look into Nach, we see that the Yidden did capture those places, Amin Amoyim. So the Gemara explains what happened was the Yidden were not allowed to hold the Mocham with Amin Amoyim. But Sichin did, a different Goyish country did. Sichin went and captured Amin Amoyim. Now, once Sichin captured Amin Amoyim, they already claimed, so wasn't allowed to go take it because it wasn't Amin Amoyim, it was Sichin. It's called Amin Amoyim, Tiru B'Sichin. When Sichin captured, it lost the Shem Amin Amoyim. And it got the Shem Sichin, and the Meinah, that Issa went away. The Meinah affected Shach. Here also, when a different Umma captures Mitzrayim, won't you say that Mitzrayim Tiro B'Umma Acheres, that Mitzrayim also becomes Tav with another Umma. Let that also be Mutta. The same way that I'm saying if Chai Yisrael captures it, it loses the Shem Eretz Mitzrayim, and it's Mutta, because it becomes Tisha Eretz Yisrael. The same way when another country captures it, it should lose the Shem Mitzrayim. It's not Mitzrayim anymore, it should become Mutta. So Shach says, it's Muchach from here, it must be that it's not the mokum that's asa. If it be a shem and the mokum that's asa, then it could be kamutu when a different umma takes it. Why does Rambam say only when a Melch Yisrael takes this mutu? It should be mutu when any umma takes it. So it must be that the Issa is the Anshei Mitzrayim. The Issa is to go live in a place with the people of Mitzrayim, even if the land lost its Shem Mitzrayim. And if another country captures it, it loses the Shem Mitzrayim. And the Rambam is talking about where the Mitzrayim are still there. It's also not like the Mechas Chinuch. The Chinuch understood the whole Rambam that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptian people were not there anymore. He says, no, the people were still there. And that's Taka the Chiluk. When the Chinuch is like this, the real issue is for the Yidden to go back, which was mashed from the Pasuk also. That because, and Rambam says this also, because Matseim Mekukolim, because the Mitzrayim, Abbas Fadabin have mentioned, their morality level was even lower than the average guy. They were so dear, that was the reason why the Torah asked that they should not go live with the Mitzrayim anymore. As a Mela, if a different Ummah captures Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim are still there, another Ummah is not going to stop them. It's not going to make any special laws to stop the Mitzrayim from doing their private Matseim Mekukolim. They're still going to be people that do Matseim Mekukolim. And that's the Issa on needing to go there. And when the Rambam is Mati, when Melch Yisrael captures it, the Rambam means, it's talking about when Melch Yisrael comes in, and they come in with Shaiftim and Shaitrim, and they go up Yitayra, and they don't let the Goyim do the Matseim Mekukolim. They stop the Goyim from doing the Matseim Mekukolim. That's when it's Mutter. There's a whole different shot in the Rambam.
So,
Amun Amoy was the din in the Mokum.
Even though it's because the time is because of the people.
It's
you have a Yerusha there, but if they lost the Yerusha, you're not affecting them. The honest is maybe, I was thinking, maybe the whole Kasha wasn't such a Kasha. Maybe Amun Amoy is different because it was all together Geneva, and once it belonged already to a different Ganav, to Sichon, there was nothing wrong. But Meister, Shach is in that way. And Shach means Amun Amoy is also din, is definitely din in the Mokum. That's a din in the Mokum. But once that Mokum is captured, it loses the Shem Mokum, it becomes the Shem Sichon, and that's the whole Gemara getting. The Gemara is being derived from here that Akum is Koyin B'Chazokah. Akum is Koyin Akaka B'Chazokah, and belongs to the Goy, and it loses the Shem Amun Amoy. Of a Tanya of Shech, it will happen to Eretz Mitzrayim also, but it must be that Eretz Mitzrayim is also, even if it loses the Shem Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not a din in the Mokum. It's a din, again in the Mitzrayim, in the people.
As well,
the Ethi
was because of some
kind of movement. Oh, so that's the Shech's next Kasha. But then Shech is a Kasha Faket. Very good, he's a Kasha Faket. But if he brings Uriah Faket to that, to the Mechas Chinuch. It says there's another Rambam, the Rambam Paskins, the Peg Yubei Suchas Shrei Biyah, Halacha Chathei. The halacha is, there's not in the Torah, there's nisachasnus with the mitzri, adda shlishi. If a mitzri is megaya, even if he's megaya, he's also lovi bakol, midin mitzri. Mitzri is also lovi bakol, adda shlishi. And the Rambam Paskins, it's a Mishnah b'Emes and Yedayim, that says that today there's no issa mitzri. There's no mitzriim today, because the bosa chayv is bilbakolim kulmoy. My son Tanakh, chayv came, he took over the world, and he moved everybody around, and we don't know where anybody is. And there are Mitzrayim somewhere, but the Batal Barayiv, and the people living in Mitzrayim today are not the original Mitzrayim anymore. As a man was like the Rambam, there's no Issa Mitzri today. As a man, effect of Shach, there's no Issa Mitzri. How come the Rambam Paskins is still an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim? The way we're learning that the whole Issa is on the Mitzrayim, on the people, so why would there be an Issa to go back to Mitzrayim? Machar is a steer. It's Mucha from this halacha that the Issa is on the Mokum. It's back on the Mokum. But then we have a kasha again. If it's on the Mokum, then what's the difference if Melchi Sol captures it and Macheres captures it? Macheres is a little steer. So Shach mutches on this, and he does say something. You can look inside what he says. I was thinking maybe there's a big dech shop. Maybe it could be there's a third way to look at it. Maybe the Issa of Mitzrayim is not so much. It's not a din of the Mokum. That's why it's mutter even when a different Ummah captures it and it loses the Shem HaMakom. And it's not a din in the Anshei Mitzrayim either, because this is even today when it's Bov and Chev and Kulay. The Issa is on the Masei Mekukolim. And it's Ken Zayin that even if the Sancheiv came and he's Vav Bukolim Kulay, of the Minik HaMakom remained. In this place, they used to do certain things, so even when Sancheiv came and he was Vav Bukolim, but it didn't change what they were doing. In this place, this was the Minhag HaMakom. The Minhag HaMakom maybe just stayed. And maybe that's the Issa of even today, to go back to Mitzrayim. Because that place, they do, this is the way they do it.
But if they would take that Minhag HaMakom and take it somewhere else, would there be an Issa somewhere else?
Nechari not. You can't say that. Nechari not. As far as the Gzeis HaKosov, maybe it's a good... It seems to be a Nechari's combination of both. That Makom and the Minhag HaMakom...
It actually says very much. It makes it in the land.
It puts the tev in the land. Some tev in the land. The land is always tev. It's still bizar shreya because the moshul. And if we learn that way, we'll have to learn like the way Rav Shach learned that when Melchi Sol comes in, they come with shreif to mishreifim. They don't allow the minhag makom. But what would be? My only problem is what would be if Melchi Sol comes in, takes over, and they stop the minhag makom. But then Melchi Sol goes into themselves leave. They get kicked there. They get chased away. So what? The minhag makom is going to come back. because the chayyur you have back this and it's seem okay. My sister's
this
is raining.
Yeah, no, but keep this so you see the same halacha. The dochter law is high for shomer. You should learn from the gnan. Same, the concept is there. Over there, the Torah says you should kill them. Here, right. You shouldn't live there. But you don't. See the Torah, you should learn from.
Don't learn from my saying.
Learn from
Simon. There's different ways to when you're in this pasuk of this. This is the big chakir. Is it din of the mokum or din of the anashim? Or maybe it's the third way din of my saying of kolam whoever is there. That minik hamokum. Yeah, another thing you want to speak about. This is a sharing on a chreinim that Hamsi brought down. Hagoyes Hatzvi on Mechas Chinuch Mitzvah Tov Chav Gimel. It's also in Chayim that she was Hatzvi Yerdeis Mirish Hamaches. It brings on the din of Sukkah Gezula. The Gemara says in Sukkah that test, you know, the famous Gemara, that Sukkah Gezula is puzzle. Somebody steals eitzen and wood and he builds a Sukkah. That Sukkah is puzzle. The Gemara is a Joshua. Tosfos says Akasha. We need a Joshua. That'd be Mitzvah Bava Veira. It's famous Mechas Chinuch on that. But the point is that Sukkah Gezula is puzzle. The Achrenim Chayyar Shaila, what would be if the Ganav does tshuva and he goes back, if he builds the sukkah, it's possible. But now he does tshuva and he goes back to the Nigzal and he's mafash with him, he has mechila and he pays him for it. And the Nigzal says, okay, you can keep the sukkah. He sells him the sukkah. Will the sukkah be kosher now? The Shaila is, would it be passable in Menossi? The din is, the Gemara says, the classical case of passable in Menossi is if you make a sukkah from Mechuba Lekaka, you make the schach from branches that are Mechuba, you build the whole sukkah, and then afterwards you cut the branches and you make a talmash. So the sukkah was made by psul, and the sukkah was made, the schach was Mechuba, was attached to the ground. And now you just did something that automatically the sukkah became kosher, it was built, it was that's called tassimali minasa. You're supposed to make the sukkah b'kashas. Here you made it b'psul, and just immediately became kosher. That's no good. So here also, when the ganav made the sukkah, he made it b'psul. It was possible. It was sukkah gezula. And now he paid the guy, and the guy was mechum, the guy was machnetin. Now all of a sudden it became kosher. Is that tassimali minasa?
If you say it's from, and it's tassimali minasa,
it's
in the law to get
it's not Why not? Mitzvah Bavir Nafs. By the case of where you made the sukkah mechuba and then you cut it, the shasmei mechuba was puzzle for everybody. This is mamash a puzzle sukkah for everybody. But sukkah gezula, even though it was puzzle for the ganav himself, but it was kosher for somebody, it was kosher for the nigzal. The bayagam, wherever he is, he could go against in that sukkah. So as long as the sukkah was kosher for somebody, that's the etzem kosher sukkah. He only had his own personal problem. That's not tassavoy minasik. The guy had his problem, and now he fixes his personal problem. But that's not called. They want to say that's not called tassavoy minasik. So Pesha Safrank and in Hatzvi over there wants to show suits with different kasha. He says he brings down there's a Menchus Chinuch that says interesting Menchus Chinuch. He says in one line he says that by mezuzah there's no din lachem. When you put up a mezuzah in your house, you don't have to own it. You could borrow a mezuzah. You don't have to, because you don't find it in lachem that you have to own the mezuzah. We find it in lachem by three cases. We find it in lachem by esrei b'dal aminim, by chala. The mitzvah first chala is supposed to be your chala, and by tzitzis. By tzitzis has to be your talis. We don't find it in lachem by mezuzah. Mainly, you could use a mezuzah shula. Then it says this mechas is a little bit shvei. It's so posher that you don't even need to say it. You know, why would you think the mezuzah has to be mechem? You don't find it anywhere else. But my mechas chinuch says it. But the Peshvis of Frank here in the Hatzvi, he has a kash on this. He says we do find a fourth din that has to be lachem. You have to own something. It's not a gemara. It's a rush. The Beis Yosef brings down Nevinezer Tzimukuf Chof the Shem the Rush and say that get that when a sefer writes a get before he writes the get. He should be machnet the cloth and the diyoy, the parchment and the diyoy, the ink, to the baal, to the husband, before he writes it. Because b'shas he writes the get, the husband should own it. which is a big chiddush. And he says the reason is because the Torah says v'kosav. On zok b'rosh, be'inan k'derech b'nei adam shekosim davashim meshangahem. The river kosav means that you're riding on something that you own. Somehow he sees in the pasuk. He says the derech is v'kosav k'derech b'nei adam shekosim davashim meshangahem. Something that's theirs. Then the Rosh has a different reason because it says v'nosan. And v'nosan, time of the Rosh, lo yishayach nesine eno b'davashu shaloi. That's the Lashon. Nesine could only be in some instances. What? Yeah, that would be after the Ksiva. But the first season of a Kosav, the Rosh says, is we marked the Klat in the Diyoi before. It's a pelna that the Rosh would make Mamash a drasha that we don't find anywhere in Shas or Chazal. It seems to make his own drasha, but it's not the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef means down lahalacha. That is a din v'kosav, in the Kosav shtei, k'derech b'nei adam sh'kosav davar shem l'shanahem. As a min, effect of Hatzvi, l'chay b'em mezuzah also. It says, v'chasavtem. So maybe there should be, according to the Rosh, be the shem halacha, it should be k'derech b'nei adam sh'kosav davar shem l'shanahem. So how do we buy mezuzahs that we didn't own when it was written? Maybe it's a din, it has to be written while you own it. So the Hatzvi is very posh, and it's very similar to what the other Achayim was saying. He said, for this din of a chasavtem, you don't need the person who, the final buyer, to own the mezuzah b'shas t'ksiva. It's enough that the seifa owned it. If the seifa owned the klaf, and the seifa owned the diyoi, be'etzem, that mezuzah will be kosher for his own house. And even if he has enough mezuzahs, if he buy another house, be'etzem, as long as that mezuzah is be'etzem kosher, the mezuzah remains kosher, and remains kosher, even for the next person to buy it from him. A chasavtem would only, even according to the Rosh, has to be shalei, it's enough if it was shalei the seifa. It's a similar teretz of Mashenkin by Gittin. By Gittin, that get will never be good for the Sefer, because that get was written L'shem this Baal, L'shem this Ishi, meaning L'shmo by Gittin. And there's also this machoikas on two sheets and Tosis if the Baal has to make a shliach to write the get, or the Baal, it's enough a tzivui, but L'chol pochus the Baal has to make a tzivui to write the get. That's the Tosis in Gittin of Hafez and Beis, and Gittin of Tesson and Beis. But obviously, the get is not good for the sefer because it's not in his name. It's written on the Shem Dispal. That's why the Rosh says that you have to be makna the klaf and the diyoi to the husband before you write it to get it. It's enough if the sefer owns the klaf and the diyoi. But Fekta Hatzvi, what about? I mean, you have to know in big companies, safras have base atfilin and these base safras. Where you have a Baal boss that hires a few seifrim and he gives each one a place to work, a desk, a lamp, he gives them klap and he gives them diyoi, and he has all his seifrim working and the seifrim are writing mezuzahs, and then the Baal boss of the whole geschäft, he pays the seifrim for their work and he takes the mezuzah and he sells it. It turns out that each seifer that he's actually writing the mezuzah, he doesn't own the klap and the diyoi. The Baal boss of the whole business owns it. So the time of the fish is a fail. It should be a problem according to this Rush. So he wants to say something in it, but it's a shekel tzorchi and how that works. If you buy from a seifer who works for himself and he owned the klaf and the diyoi, then it's a more poshut teretz.
He
buys
a shliach.
A shliach, but normally you buy it if it's done. A shliach of the Baal Bas, and that's enough of the
safra.
You have that by getting also, and the Rosh says that wasn't good.
Right,
give me a mirror about it, right?
Right, so why could he say the nigs will be yours if it's not in his shliach, even if he's shaloi? It could be the same way he can't be yours, but it's not enough his.
Pasha's been hektish. There is a rabbi that holds he can't be machnet either. He can't be machnet, but...
You're saying the nitzel is yoitzer with the sukkah even with the gazim?
Well, if the gazim would let him, the gazim would let him come in, then he wouldn't have a problem. Yeah. Just a few other short haaris going back a few weeks ago that I didn't have a chance to say this, going back to Pashat Hanan. Just going to bring down and say a few different haaris. The post is a lot in the Torah in Pashat Chanan from the Nasu with Hashem Lekechem, Kasha Nesisim B'masa. It's also one of the Torah mitzvahs, not to test the Eibishter. The Chinuch in mitzvah Tov Chavdar, and it's interesting, just Chai Shul Pasuk brings down the Shtukum Achoykes, the Smag in the Rambam, and what's Pshat in this Pasuk is. It's maybe more than Shtukum, maybe it's big Machoykes. The Smag learns that like Sinasu, the Lav is, Pashat, don't do a mitzvah on Menashe Yisbarach. You're not going to do a mitzvah to get a bracha, like to test the Eibishter. That's the Lav. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam in Perek Yud Mitzvah Hilchos Seder Torah Locha Hey and the Chinuch, the Ingur in the Lab is going on the Navi. Don't test the Navi. a Navi, the Rambam explains how a Navi has to prove himself that he's a Navi Emes, but once a Navi proves himself that he's a Navi Emes, don't badger him, you don't test him more and more to prove that he's a Navi. Once he's a Navi from the Eivishra, you have to accept him, and Moisanasa goes on a Navi. The Lashon of the Pasuk of Kasher Nesisim B'Masa was talking about when the Yidden were complaining about there was no water. According to the Smag, you'll say they were testing Achman Sandri Banishanam. They were complaining to Banishanam, there's no Mayim Lishlay, no water to drink. And according to the Rambam, you would say they were complaining to Moshe Beinu, they would not be going on the Navi. If you look in Rashi in Chumash, Rashi says, B'Masa, Kashiyotsu Mitzrayim, Shenisei B'Mayim, Shnema, Hayesh Hashem B'Kibeinu. It goes on the pasuk when they said Hayesh Hashem b'kabeinu. That's the chayim mashmak to smag that they were testing the Rebbeinu Hashem. And Bemis is a whole gemara in Tainus. As some of the Rambam here learned in Daf Yomi recently, gemara in Tainus that testing the Rambam is the chayim b'furish like the smag. The gemara brings down the famous drasha asa ta asa b'shul shetis asha. Person should give ma'isa to get rich. And the gemara says over there you can even try it out. The Gemara asks, "So me showing and suing on a Kosh Baruch Hu, are you allowed to test the Rebbeinu Shlom? But Ksiv lois nasus Hashem, you're not allowed to test the Rebbeinu Shlom." The Gemara answers, "I'm very sure chutz mizu. If you use a pasuk in Malachi, there's a special pasuk in Malachi where it says by Ma'aser b'Chanuni no b'Zayis. Test me, the Rebbeinu Shlom. Test me. Get stuck and see. Very crazy. Lachem broch adli day, and you'll see that you become an Aisha." So that pasuk tells you that it's mutter, but Akoponim from the whole Gemara, it's not talking about Nevi'im, it's talking about Nechiru, like the way the Smag learns. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah, Kedei Sheyisbarach, that they should be avenged. So that's the Chiru Mashmak like the Smag. And even the Lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara's Kasha, Mishoyim and Tzuyim like Kosh Baruch, and Nechiru is the Feirish like the Smag, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a din in testing the Navi. Shavu Tzarechin on the Rambam. And then on the Etzim Gemara, I didn't see anyone speak about it. The Gemara Yitzchakash says by tzedaka you're not a test of Rebbeinu Shlom. And the Gemara answers because it's a pasuk of Malachi. We have a cloud. The Gemara on Shabbos says Daf Kuftal and Ein Novi Rashi Mechadish Dava. How do we have a head? It's a pasuk of Malachi. How do we have a head from the Nevi'im to be over a lav in the Torah? There's a lav in the Torah, like Sinasu. So how could we have a head that be Novi to be over this lav in the Torah by tzedaka? Shigat Tzarchin. The Mechas Chinuch here is on the Hashmatas Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention this heter that for Asa B'Shul Sasha is mutter to do Moisin Asa. It's mutter to test the Rebbeinu Shlom. This whole Gemara, the Rambam is Mesham, it doesn't bring down. Maybe it's not Moshitasa, but Shlichot Tzarchin. Okay, this one list, or I saw...
It says
Asa B'Shul
Sasha. Not just
bringing, yeah, but you're not going to. But the Torah gives a lot of brachas. You're not going to do anything in the Torah. Lishanasu means don't be kashas. If you did a mitzvah and you didn't get the bracha, you're not going to do a mitzvah to kedei ngos barach. That's the way this Magen says. Torah is telling you it's going to happen, but I was telling you do it kedei shetis ashes. The Gemara says that the Gemara is saying it's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that here it's mutter chutz mizu. Oh, the pasuk in Malachi is telling you of shat and that aspasa means b'chanuni abzais.
Yeah,
that's going back on the pasuk. That's not just a din, but you're not a test. So you want to say okay, it could be okay. And then the last thing I was just telling you on still have a little time. Shulchan Chinuch to me was bechidush in mitzvah taflamid in the mitzvah of Pashreikiv, the mitzvah of Bechas Amazon. The Chinuch is a kasha. What's pshat in benching? What's pshat in making a bracha to the Eivishta? How could we give a bracha to Renshon? The Eivishta is poyol kol nimsa bar adam. The Eivishta created a person. The Eivishta is poyol kol nimsa. The Eivishta kol yachol. The Eivishta created everything. So what are we giving a bracha? Basically, he's also asking the nusach a bracha to Hashem. It's yidua this kasha from Nefesh HaChaim. Sha'alach. He's Meirich. And to me, just as bechidush, that the chinuch says the same thing. Everyone says Zav Hashem Nefesh Chaim, but it seems the chinuch says the same thing. That all we're saying is by Baruch Ata Hashem is a haidah that the Eibush is the makakal brachas. The Eibush is the makakal brachas. But if you look down in the chinuch, it's very interesting. He's very ma'irchal pi kabbalah, and he even gives a hakdama to it. He writes Shemati pi chachamim ki yeshu dama meingu yisaidis chazakim v'saidis nefloyes yedim chach meitoyim samidim k'shem nevoinim k'shem b'chol maseim noyim. Maybe I should not talk about this because it's too much Kabbalah to Ginyanim, and then he goes into Gansa Kabbalah to Ginyanim. I just saw from this chinuch, Nadi say this in Kabbalah, that what the Welt knows this is really it's a shach in your day also. The shach in your day, Simreish Mavav says that you should not learn these in Yonim. Everyone knows that Shemoy crazy b'shas poiskim. But if you look in the chinuch is basically saying that you say it also, that this inyan, these inyanim are only for a person is already a chach, is only for someone who's already begat the chach miyatoyer and a novain and kshem b'chom asim noyim. That's when you're not learning these inyanim. And the chinuch also says loshin has to be from soyer, these inyanim befrat, you can't learn on your own in yoni kabbalah. A lot of these studies of how to learn kabbalah are brought down in this chinuch in Mr. Taflamet. It has to be learned b'davka from b'mesoyer. Zokti b'shem the Chazanish also. The Chazanish said that Kabbalah kishmoy, the fact you have to be makabel ishri piyish. You cannot just take out svarim and learn it by yourself. And then Zokti the Chazanish said today there's no one to learn it from. That's why they say other people hold there are. But whatever it is, it's not someone to learn on your own. And a lot of, if you look through the whole chinuch loshon over there, it's big arichas explaining when you can learn Kabbalah, when you cannot. And he even like excuses himself while he's bringing it down the sefer. I think because the sefer chinuch was written for everyone, it was written for tzirim, for young people also. And that's where he writes Avon Makal Vashur, that's what gives himself a shtuk ahead of why he's explaining these in Yanam.
Okay.